truly she was. She was my brother, my father's brother's girl. She was married. Her name is her husband. Now, this is what I my point. Her husband, I think he worked for a cement company up there. He died. He retired here a few months ago, and just a little while he died. Hmm. Yes, sir. When he got to where he could enjoy life and retire and not have to work as hard as he did, maybe, then he dies.
Well, that's pity. Should have retired 5 years sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met a fellow in Dallas who was saying, well, he'd had a heart attack, and saying, he said, I have to work harder now because I have to provide for my wife and my family. Of course, his family is two grown boys, and he's making $70,000 a year. He has a $35,000-$40,000 house. He drives a Cadillac. He's got to work harder now after he's been well provided for.
Sure, he wants that next dollar.
And he has a good philosophy of life. Let's see now. East of here, west of here. What is that state?
Well, let's see. What, it would be Mexico, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and let's see, we were up in Kansas and Iowa. Denver.
That's in Colorado.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned that you were down in Dallas. That's in
Texas.
A big state.
Sure is. Used to be the biggest one in the Union, but Alaska's got it beat.
I heard a joke about that. You Texans stop making fun of us Alaskans, or we'll divide our state in three parts and we'll make you the fourth largest. And the state where the cheese comes from?
Wisconsin.
And let's see, we mentioned the national capital, didn't we?
Yes.
Now, how about towns and cities near here?
Well,
and important cities in the state and in other states?
Well, about the most important city around here, close, is Oklahoma City. And Guthrie used to be quite important. It used to be the capital, you know, and Oklahoma City stole it from them. So Guthrie just a wide place in the road. Now, that's just the way it is.
That's the way it struck me, passing through.
Of course, here's Perkins down here. That's just a little old town. And then there's a Ripley down here. It's smaller yet than Perkins. Then Glencoe up here, about 15 miles. It's just a big wide place in the road is about all. Then Cushing over here, that's a pretty good town.
Where it is.
That oil field, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then, no city taxes.
No. And then Gale over here, right straight east, about 28 miles. That used to be a booming town when they had that oil over there. Boy, that was a town now. I was never there, however, but then they always heard that. Then on west, east of Cushing, is Drumrite. And they said when the oil field was working over there, that was the toughest town in the United States.
It still looks tough to me.
Yes, it's up in one hill and down the other.
Yeah.
But now that's about the only towns around here. Oh, Perry over here, 25 miles. Then Morrison up north. Mm-hmm. And did I say Pawnee?
No, I don't think so.
Morrison is just a small place up here.
How about this one due north of us on 40?
Oklahoma City.
It's about 40 miles.
Yes, it's 40 miles. That's a good town.
I like that. I just passed through.
I think there's lots of money up there, too.
I like that one west of there, too, out in the wheat belt with all the elevators.
Blackwell.
Yeah, I was thinking farther west than that.